Welcome to Unlock the Healing Path with me, Natasha Ornedo. Sometimes emotional wounds manifest like the ground falling out from under you. Other times, it's a slow descent into a dull, stagnant place. Whatever your pain may look like, it's hard to think about healing when putting one foot in front of the other seems impossible. This show is about discovering the powerful healing tools you have right at your fingertips. This is a call to action. The world is demanding that we heal ourselves fully and truly learn to love and accept ourselves just as we are. Learn how to unlock your healing path and start moving forward through grief with grace. Watch yourself continue to grow, expand, and truly live the life you are meant to live. One that is filled with joy, radiance, and abundance. Unlock the Healing Path starts now. Hello, everyone, and welcome. I'm Natasha Ornedo, and you are listening live to Unlock the Healing Path, Moving Forward Through Grief with Grace on Transformation Talk Radio. So today I'm joined by my life and business partner, Joshua Berry, and we're going to be really raw and real today. And I want to preface that by saying that there's a huge part of me that doesn't even really want to be here right now, because today is a day that I'm coming in, moving through my grief for an experience that I am processing from earlier this morning. And so we're going to talk today really intimately with the divine masculine and feminine within us about really learning from our mistakes, slowing down and taking responsibility for our part when we do make a mistake, when our humanness comes through, but also showing up with compassion for yourself, because we are all only human. And as much as we want to do good, sometimes we're going to mess up. And in those moments, what we can do is show up with as much love and compassion for ourselves as we can and really, really learn from it so that the next time we can show up better. But always just to remember that no matter how hard we try, we're never going to be perfect. We're never going to always get it right. And so these moments are going to come up. And so I thought, even though it's hard and uncomfortable for me, and I'm fighting back tears a little at the moment, and I'll probably let them come through at some point, but I just wanted to get all this out, is, you know, like this is really the importance of allowing ourselves to show up and move forward and through our grief, and not to let that stop us from showing up. And that's something that I did for a long time. And so that's why I'm here today with Joshua Berry. And I will continue to be here every second and fourth Monday at 12 p.m. Pacific, 3 p.m. Central, 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern. And I'm going to have some of the most centered and knowledgeable embodiment practitioners here talking, helping you to heal and transform your life. And so welcome. How are you doing today, Joshua Berry?
I'm good. I was just saying how I showed up an hour earlier to my first session today because I totally did not realize. So my day has started off, you know, not ideal, but I'm good. I'm here. I'm present.
And so I just want to note, today, I know astrologically, one of the aspects that we are dealing with is both Venus and Mars are moving into the signs of what's known as their detriment. And so I know that Venus, I believe, is moving into Libra, and it's actually escaping me which sign Mars is moving into right now. And maybe that'll come to me later, but basically the essence of that is just in aspects of, you know, relationship or business or career, when these signs move into those spaces, energetically, what that means is influencing us as a species is, really just that, you know, themes involving relationships and feelings, they're not maybe going to be in their best. This is maybe going to be a time when that energy is here just to show us where where we can kind of grow and expand and show up in new ways, where we can, you know, if we're looking at it through that masculine and feminine, that solar and lunar energy, where we can start to tune in and see where we need to nourish those aspects of ourselves, as Venus and Mars are very much representative of that masculine and feminine, or it's really more solar lunar energy. But yeah, so that's just something I feel that really is poignant and representative of some of the energy we're noticing today.
Yeah, I could feel that.
And so I guess I'll kind of start and pour in where, you know, what I'm coming in with today is I made a huge mistake. And I'm really feeling it. And I'm feeling a lot of grief and sorrow around that. And I'm also doing my best to do that with grace and a lot of love and compassion for myself, because I'm also learning a lot from this experience. And it feels like it is a deep healing that is taking place. But it really sucks. You know, I had a situation, and I'm not going to go into the details, because it is not my place to share someone else's story. But what I can share is just basically I didn't hold a boundary for myself, and I didn't even realize that in the moment. And then a lot of intense energy came into play. And even though I still spent some time slowing down and being with it and doing my practices, I didn't take enough time. I didn't slow down really as much as I really needed to before coming to a place of trying to reassert a boundary. And so when I came and tried to reassert that boundary, which was an appropriate thing, I did it in a really inappropriate way. And that caused hurt to someone else. And so that's what I'm working with today, because it feels awful to know that I did that. And so now, you know, I can't go back. I can't undo it. That's not how things work. But I can show up. I can be vulnerable for anyone else that this also might help. I have a tendency of punishing myself when these things come up, which leads into self-sabotage. And that's a whole nother ball game of things. But I'm choosing to change that pattern today and to model that.
Yeah. Well, it's like, you know, with our son, when he does things, the best thing we can do is just let him know. It's like, regardless of what happened, we've got to show up and we've got to admit when we do something. And that's, I think, you know, when we work in these intimate settings with people, where we're really holding a safe space and we're asking them to expose themselves and expose, you know, the parts of themselves that don't necessarily come out so easy, these things can happen, you know. And we all, again, like you said, we're all human, and it's going to be messy, and stuff's going to come out, and we're going to see things that maybe where we could have improved and done something different, but it doesn't take away from the fact that, you know, it happened. And the only thing we could do is address it and, you know, be compassionate with ourselves.
Yeah.
The same work we do with others.
Yeah. And I love that. And I think the only thing I would rephrase in there, instead of an improved way of showing up, just because I feel like that can create a shame of thinking like, oh, we could have done better, where it's like, we were doing the best we could in that moment. Yeah. But yeah, we can really take responsibility. We can look at ourselves and be like, oh, that's where that wasn't the best way to do that. And then instead we can just learn how to show up in a more loving way, I think is a better way. More loving for ourselves and for others. Yeah.
And that's, you know, that's what we're trying to show others a lot of the times, is how to love themselves, the parts they don't feel good about, or the parts they want to criticize, or that they don't want to look at because it doesn't necessarily make them feel good. And we have to do the same work. You know, that's the reflection. We all have to do the same work we do with others, or else, you know, what business do we have doing it if we can't do it for ourselves?
Yeah. Well, in always, it's like, this is the work that I do, continuously do, that I have to show up for. But I do feel like this is the first moment where I've really kind of been like, oh, okay. And today I'm scheduled to do this podcast and I'm coming in with this. And it was funny because I created this space today for this podcast. That initially my plan was, oh, I'm going to launch a program. So this is a perfect moment to like not have an agenda and to just go in and like share about my work and my program. And then the universe said to me, really, really now, is that what you're doing? And it said, no, not quite. The program you think is, it's not going to happen the way you think it is. And that podcast is not going to happen the way you think it is. And so instead, for me today, this is an opportunity to just really showcase what it is in the moment, to show up in that rawness, that authenticity, just as you are. And, you know, to just give yourself grace to slow down and just roll with as things go.
Well, moving through grace, you know, that's the process. It's like moving through grief with grace, because, you know, the best laid plans, a lot of the times don't go the way we think they're going to go, but they go the way they need to go. Mm-hmm. And we have to be open and receptive to how things are going, regardless of where we wanted them to go. And I think that, again, like you said, that is the work. And that's when we stay present and with ourselves, we can listen and hear those things. And when we don't, we tend to maybe push through and, you know, end up in places maybe we didn't want to. But it's always where we need to.
Yeah. And that really stood out for me as you said that, like, this is really where we need to be. Because that's something that really struck me, like, especially the way things went down is like, I have that tendency of wanting to like go back and be like, oh, could that have been better? Like, why is this happening? And, you know, like, I know a lot of us can do that. And it really struck me today with this is like, no, this is the moment for me to do that work of trusting and knowing that things are unfolding in the way they are for a purpose and a reason, even though it's really, really uncomfortable, really painful in this moment. But yeah, this is what I signed up for. And this is the work I do so that, you know, I can show up in that space of support for others to come and do this work, because it's hard, it's not easy, and we all need support in that space. And so we're going to head out into a break. We're here on Unlock the Healing Path, moving forward through grief with grace, with me, your host Natasha Odnedo, and my guest Joshua Berry. Before we go to break, I want everyone to know how they can contact Joshua Berry. Can you share out your information? Sure.
My website is joshuajberry.com, and that's B-E-R-R-Y. And you can find out about my services and what I offer and a little bit about what I do.
And for me, you can find me on natashaodnedo.com. And if you've been finding that you're moving through these spaces and it's feeling overwhelming and you'd really like to have some support in being loving towards yourself or others and going through this process of healing and grieving and transformation with support, I would love to hear from you to see if we might be aligned fit to work together. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to continue just staying raw, real, authentic, unscripted, and in the moment. So we'll be right back.
You're driven, and it totally shows. Your career is taking off. You're killing it in the mom game. But did your health needs make it on the plate this week? Tune in to Boss Up Babes, where Carissa Adkins helps babes show up, boss up, and thrive every second and fourth Tuesday at 12:30 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Become the boss babe you were meant to be. To sign up for one of Carissa's group coaching programs, visit 365dailyhustle.com. The truth is funny. Shift happens with monthly guest host Karen Benton. Tune in for powerful conversations about health and wellness. Karen brings unique insights rich with humor and science to her discussions with experts in medicine, movement, psychology, spirituality, and so much more. Don't miss Karen on The Truth Is Funny every third Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information about Karen, visit KarenBenton.com.
Have you heard about shifting the collective vibration and consciousness on the planet? Join me, Kimberly Barrett, on the Sharing Love and Light show every first and third Tuesday at 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern at TransformationTalkRadio.com to explore the depth of vibration and consciousness on our planet and learn how you can shine your love and light. To learn more, visit SharingLoveAndLightShow.com.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. TransformationTalkRadio.com.
And we're back on Unlock the Healing Path, moving forward through grief with grace. With me, your host, Natasha Odnedo, and my guest, Joshua Berry. And today we're here without an agenda. We're just having an intimate conversation about what is coming up in this present moment and just really learning how to handle that with love and grace, because we are all human. We all screw up sometimes, and all we can do is learn and love ourselves and move forward in a way that is more loving for everyone. Because healing is messy. And if we let it, that grief that can come with that healing, that transformation, it can become really heavy. It can stop you from allowing yourself to show up and be seen in challenging moments. You know, it can make it challenging to put that one foot in front of the other. And so here I am today. To kind of show an example of, like, it's okay. It happens to us all, and that we can still love ourselves and forgive ourselves in these moments and give ourselves permission to show up exactly as we are and just do what we need to take care of ourselves.
And I find that a lot of us, it's the resistance to feel it that is what keeps us in that place. You know, when we're having strong emotions, feeling grief, depression, anger, you know, and we don't move through it, we kind of sink into it. And it ends up being, you know, a little like mud. We can't quite pull ourselves out of it. And I found that in my experience and experience with others I work with, when we can dive into it and fully let it wash over us and feel it and be with it, that's kind of like the magic portal, the magic door we go through to let all of the emotions of life in. And, you know, when we can go into it, whether it's grief or something else, it allows us to really feel on a deeper level, and it opens us up to just deeper feeling in our own, you know, in general throughout life. And so, you know, I think obviously as you're going through this, it's like you're with it, you're present, and that's what we all need to do. And sometimes, you know, we need someone to help us, guide us through that.
Yes, for sure.
You know, to maybe push us or hold us accountable or be a reflection or whatever it is, you know, that we need.
Yeah, for sure. And I know for me in this moment, one of the things that really came up and was potent is like, you know, like here I am and I'm sitting and I definitely, like before I came in, I spent a good majority of my time preparing and just being with myself, being with my emotions, being with my process. But that's the thing, is things are going to move when they're going to move. You can't rush it. Like, it's just going to take as long as it does. But then life is still here for all of us. And there are things that we need to show up and we need to go and do. And that is when we talk about like that masculine, that's that solar energy of like, well, some things like we just got to show up. We got to do it. We've got to take care of the kids. Maybe we've got to go show up for our job if we want to pay our rent or make sure that we can feed ourselves. Like, there are just certain things that are non-negotiables. And, you know, maybe I could have just been like, you know what, I'm not going to do this recording. I'll just put up a previous episode because this feels really uncomfortable and messy. But it felt really important to me of like, no, you know what? Be in that space of this is me showing up, but not just showing up and then falling, as you said, Joshua, into that place of, well, I can't feel it right now. I'm going to push this down and I'm going to put it to the side till I have time and space, because that's just not how we're meant to be. And I know for me, I want to create a world where this is okay, where we can show up just as we are. And we can know that that's okay. And we can feel our feelings. And we can all hold and support each other in that space. And so while this is super uncomfortable and raw, I'm really grateful that I am having the opportunity to be here and share in this way. Because it feels really important.
Well, you know, we have to feel it. And this is what it feels like sometimes. And, you know, it's funny because I was just talking about this with someone I'm working with this morning, because they're in this place, you know, they signed on to this job and then their company got bought out and the culture shifted, and there was just a very explicit request from him to push himself and just push himself and keep pushing. And, you know, he got the reflection from his partner, you know, it's just like, okay, you know, this isn't, whatever it is you're doing, this isn't working. And as he put it, he just was feeling so much that he just kind of was trying to ignore it and push through it. And then of course, you know, some physical issues came up and, you know, pain manifested in his body to try to make him aware of what he was doing. And now he's at a place where he's with himself and he clearly knows, this is what I'm willing to give. And this is what I'm willing to show up in the way that works for me. And, you know, regardless of how his employers feel about it, with the understanding that it might be something that he's got to shift at some point down the road. And even with myself this week, I let myself overschedule myself. And then, you know, all of a sudden I found myself with no time for me to just take care of the things I needed. And I feel like, you know, it was really clear even in, you know, our interactions and on our day to day that I wasn't taking care of myself, but you had to reflect it back to me for me to really hear it, you know? And it was like, yeah, of course, I overbooked everything. And so I just found myself running from this to that. And of course I show up early when I really just wanted that time to take care of some things this morning, because I was so not present that I just was like, okay, I gotta go, I gotta do the thing. And then, you know, here I am. And it's like, okay, yeah. I mean, thankfully, you know, I'm in a space where I have control of that and I can schedule myself, and, you know, I'm privileged and lucky to do that, but we all can create lives that work for us. You know, we have to deal with the situations in our life and our families and our partners and our jobs But even as I was talking with this person earlier, the way things are going, it's about creation. It's about how and what we want to create, and to be clued in and really residing within ourselves, our spirit, and who we are, and understanding what we value in life, we can create that. And the more we stay present with it, and the more we realize what's really important, that's where I think a lot of things are heading, is that creation of a different way of going about things, and outside of these cultures of business or capitalism or whatever labels you want to put onto it, where there's a sacrifice that must happen. And it's usually the people at the bottom have to sacrifice for the people at the top, you know, or this kind of imbalance, however you want to put it. Mm-hmm. And I think what a lot of us are realizing is it doesn't work. And it's coming, you know, it's coming up culturally, it's coming up politically, it's coming up all over the world, you know, that this doesn't work. It's coming up our relationship with nature, our relationship with ourselves, that we have to shift. And the only way we can do that is to be present and to really feel the things we need to feel so we can understand where we're trying to go. So, yeah, I think it's very important.
Yes, 100%. And so one thing, we're going to go to a break in a minute, but first I just want to reflect. I love that you brought this up. And I think it's so important because, you know, when you spoke about your client, it's like this, this image came to me of like, we put on those blinders when Oh no, I just like no time to feel. I've got to be this robot, this machine. I've just got to do the thing. And then also how I just want to state to that, how two ways that then that, how that the energy can end up getting expressed when you're in that space, and understandably so, why, like, we all go into that space.
Yeah.
And what can happen is then either we push that energy and internalize it within us, and it literally implodes within ourselves. And when we start to notice like those physical things come up, we don't have the energy to show up for things in the way we want, that heaviness, that weight, depression, anxiety, all of those things. Or secondary, and I love that you kind of made that distinction between the classes and society, because as I state this, it's kind of like, you know, those people you're talking about that are forced to sacrifice, those are the people we're usually seeing have to deal with this implosion, because there's not this permission of allowing that energy to express. While on the other hand, what can be is that when we're not slowing down and just kind of in that space of rushing through, being with the blinders, then that energy can come out in an explosive way. And this is something like, if we really sat there and think about it, these are usually what we see in spaces where people feel really comfortable in, like, privilege.
Yeah. Totally ties in with all of that.
And okay, so we're going to take a quick break and we'll dive into that a little bit more. I'm Natasha Odnedo. You're listening to Unlock the Healing Path, Moving Forward Through Grief with Grace, with my guest, Joshua Berry. When we return, Joshua Berry and I will just continue getting real and unpacking the rawness of what's coming through, showing how we're just messy sometimes, and we get to give ourselves permission to show up messy and to still love ourselves. And most importantly, to still choose to show up for ourselves and others in a more loving way. So stay tuned and we'll be right back.
Life can be demanding, and you may feel like you're constantly on the go, but sometimes our wheels are spinning and we're too focused on making them turn to notice we're stuck in the mud. Tune into The Pause with me, Ellen Wyoming Deloy, every second and fourth Tuesday at 9 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio. Learn how to stop, reflect, and start moving forward with intention. And if you're really looking to jumpstart your personal development, schedule a free consultation with me at ellenwyomingdeloy.com.
We figured by the time we turned 50, we kind of had life figured out, but we were not prepared for the realities of midlife. Tune into And That's When I Realized, the truth and comedy of midlife, with me, Susan Dolce.
And me, Leon Dyer. every second and fourth Thursday at 1 p.m. Pacific on transformationtalkradio.com. You're not alone in these challenges, and sometimes you just gotta laugh.
Find us at susandolce.com
and leonedyer.com.
Imagine what it would be like to turn your pain into purpose. Tune in to Transformation with Martinet every second and fourth Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific on transformationtalkradio.com. Martinet and her guests are here shining their lights today through empowering stories of hardship and transformation. Begin to see your life in a new light. Visit martinetemmons.com and tune in every second and fourth Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific to Transformation with Martinet.
Do you wish you could wake up feeling motivated, inspired, and fully connected to your higher self so that you make better, more intentional decisions throughout the day? Tune into Coffee with the Universe with me, Laura Goldstein, every third Tuesday of the month at 2 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. Visit www.cwtu.net for show details.
Are you ready to get big and live your life out loud? Tune in to Get Big Out Loud Radio, exploring life through the lens of curiosity and compassion with me, Carrie Knudsen, joining Dr. Pat live every second Monday at 10 a.m. Pacific on transformationtalkradio.com. I will offer ideas to transform what you are thinking into conscious action. If you want to get big and live your life out loud, visit me at knudsenspeaks.com.
We're back on Unlock the Healing Path, moving forward through grief with grace. With me, your host, Natasha Odnedo. I'm joined today with my partner, Joshua Berry, and we're just here having an intimate conversation, communicating with our divine masculine and feminine energies within ourselves, and just showing how to, you know, be present with whatever is moving through you in the moment, to give yourself that permission and how to move forward through grief with grace.
Happy to be here.
Yeah. So when we last left off, we were just touching upon a little bit of, you know, the detriment. And, you know, it's funny because as you said that, I didn't realize it was going to be as deep as it was. And that's why I really want to come back to that, because at the crux, it was like, you know, when you broke that down of the way the society is structured and how when we have this system of where elites are putting people in a position where they need to be continually sacrificing themselves and not truly given that space to show up how they are. And then as I kind of went into that space, that information came through me in terms of how that energy then can manifest, because it's going to come out at some point. The energy is going to need to move.
Yeah.
And if we don't create that space, there's only really two ways that I'm aware of where it could go. There might be I'm sure there actually are a plethora of ways. And I feel like that's probably the journey we're in of discovering how better ways that we can allow that energy to move. And I guess in essence, this is what I'm here trying to demo, is like, this is how we can use it as just showing up and saying like, hey, it is okay. I don't have to show up here with that idea of positive vibes only. Oh, I hate that phrase so much, because it's like, it implies that certain emotional responses are appropriate and certain are not. And that's not the case. Emotional responses are all appropriate because they're expressing an energetic sensation. And if we don't give space for the harder emotions, there is no space to heal. And we can see that in a world that we have now that is just severely, severely ill.
Yeah. And that's what I see a lot. And, you know, within my own personal life, I see a lot of folks having trouble expressing anger, resentment, you know, when they really feel just awful about themselves or they don't feel good. You know, I think what you were referring to is, you know, how this energy builds up and it can explode, as if like the pressure builds so much that we can't contain it. And then it comes out in a distorted way. Like we yell at somebody, or, you know, road rage, or, you know, more extreme examples, obviously, of physical violence or things like that. Or the other side is the implosion, where we take all the things we're feeling, whether it's, you know, I'm not happy with my life, but then we turn it into, what's wrong with me? You know, I'm the one that's broken. I'm the one that has the problems. And I see this over and over again. And I've done it myself, where someone finds themselves in a situation and they, on a deep level, they know it's not good for them, but they feel powerless to get out of it. And then they stay stuck in this loop. And they, even if it's a toxic relationship, it's a toxic workplace environment, you know, whatever it is, maybe it's a family situation, and they internalize this. But there's something sacred about anger. There's something sacred about grief. There's something sacred about these feelings, because we need to express that, because it's giving us information. It's giving us the right to feel when things have been wronged, you know, when we've been wronged. And if you look at the history of, you know, so many countries, but we're in the US, and, you know, what happened with the indigenous peoples here who came before us, and all of the things that's coming up with, you know, Black Lives Matter and race relations in this country, and the political polarization of blaming immigrants or blaming people that are coming in. You know, it's like we want to demonize others and we want to not feel. So here, I think we're getting into something, you know, and you can add something here, but we can internalize or we can project. And so, you know, I think that's another distinction of people that will internalize what they're feeling in a situation, anger at somebody else, and turn that into anger at themselves, which can turn into depression. Or on the other extreme, people that don't want to look at those parts of themselves, that don't want to feel it, but they want to project it onto someone else and make them an enemy or something, a demon, you know, whatever you want to call it. They want to create the other. And so it's a separation.
Yes.
So yeah.
Yeah. I'm really grateful that you made that distinction, because, you know, it's like, it's funny. It's just, you know, when we put that into the context of just what we're seeing in the world around us right now, is like, this is it. And like, you know,
we're seeing it.
Yeah. And it's like, I have known for so long that, you know, it's been in this calling in my heart and my soul to really step up into this place of, you know, I need to heal this trauma that I hold. I need to heal myself so deeply in order to move forward in a new way. And then this calling has just been like, okay. And now like we need to like support each other in this process. And it's like, this is really what this pivotal moment in time is truly about, is that, you know, we're getting really clear signs from everywhere you look in the world around us that we just can't keep continuing in this way. Yeah. And that this is the moment that we get to make the choice to do things differently.
Yeah, it's unsustainable. And even what I was talking about with, you know, my client this morning, it's the small scale of what's happening on a big scale. You know, I was talking about, you know, but this isn't sustainable. He knows it's not sustainable. We all know it's not sustainable. You know, the direction we're going in, not sustainable. And so we're in this place where we have to change. And in order to change, we have to heal.
Yes.
And we have to heal. There's no way forward. We have to go through it.
Right. And then that's kind of where we are in this moment of like, there is this deep understanding that we are in an unsustainable space. And I feel like even if you don't necessarily
you know, want to see some of the realities that are facing us in the world today. We're all deeply feeling the discomfort of the reality that we are in an unsustainable place.
Yeah.
And that's where it becomes this really overwhelming place. And that's why, you know, like we need to step into this space consciously and realize like, we need to slow ourselves down even when the world feels like it's rushing, because that is the only way we are going to be able to show up in different ways, to go into those spaces of deep healing and transformation, to create a world where it is acceptable for the humanness and the messiness. Because for so many years, we've tried to create this society that wants to pretend that it's like this picture perfect image. And, you know, what comes through is there's a story that I feel like the understanding of it just dropped down. And I know we're going to go into a break in a minute. So I want to share this myth. And this is our teacher, Ezra Bertrand, that shared this with us, with Josh Berry and I, on a call recently. And he talked about a myth around the goddess Inanna from the Sumerian traditions. And the myth was that Inanna came upon this community, and this idyllic, perfect community was so perfect that the lions didn't eat the lambs. Everyone just lived in this perfect harmony. And she looked around and she said, oh no, this will not do. And she created this chaos. And in the moment, I remember that story struck me, but I didn't get it until this very moment, where that is discussing where we are in this moment. We've tried that. We've tried to create that picture perfect, idyllic utopia. And that doesn't work, because when we try and repress the messy, it comes out in these really harmful ways, because we need to instead accept that that messy is just a part of existence. And so we're going to take a quick break. I feel like this is a perfect moment just to remind everyone out there that there is support for you in so many ways, because we are all in a hard moment and we all feel it and we all need it. Like, you know, I don't just come on here offering support. Like, I've got a team of support. I have at minimum five people that I trust to support me in all moments of my life. And that's just that I'm talking about in a professional sense. I have a tribe, I have a partner, and I just want you to know, if you're feeling really alone out there, if you don't know where to turn, I really invite you to look into yourself and see where you can start giving yourself and creating that support for yourself, because it is out there for you if you are ready and just willing to ask for it. My contact information is natashaodnedo.com. Whether it's about working with me or honestly just needing someone to help and support you and guide you to, maybe there are resources that you can have accessible to you that you might not even know are there. So I invite you to visit my website, set up a call with me. I would love to support you in whatever capacity I can, whatever that means. Also, I have with me Joshua Berry. Will you share your information, please?
It's joshuajberryhealingarts.com.
Yeah, Joshua Berry is here as well, and also very willing to support you in the ways that he can. And this is Unlock the Healing Path, Moving Forward Through Grief with Grace, with me, your host, Natasha Odnedo. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back soon.
Sometimes being human has its challenges. Our physical health falters, our spirits sag, our dreams don't immediately come to fruition. Welcome to the power of Maximum Medicine Radio. Join me, Doc Martin, in conversations that will blow your mind about healing. In our hit show, Doc Martin addresses the scientific with bridging to the mystical approaches to give you a new narrative about maximum medicine. In this live call-in show, we will journey into the extraordinary genius of the human body and talk about other beliefs that impact being your multidimensional self. We seek the seen and the unseen and explore the earthbound and the otherworldly, all with the purpose of calling forth the maximum you. To learn more about Doc Martin and Maximum Medicine, visit www.SharonMartinMD.com.
Get empowered on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
The wise tell us that beauty is everywhere, if only we know how to look. Here's a simple way to see beauty everywhere. Think of three beautiful things, like the laughter of a child, a sunset over the ocean, the sound of a waterfall, the taste of a perfect meal. It can be anything. Just remember three beautiful things. Then ask yourself, what do these things have in common? What do they share which we call beauty? The next step is to let go of the specifics, the laughter, the sunset, the meal, and just contemplate beauty itself. This is a heart thing. Leave the mind and go to the heart and find universal beauty. Join me, Sarah Main, on Damayanti, the show for your soul, where we discover beautiful things together. And check out my website, damayanti.store.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack, and I'd love to tell you about the latest technology of the Volara Company. I've been using the Volara Company equipment, the air machines, since 1992, and I have found them to be totally successful in killing mold, mildew, and keeping your house fresh and clean. If you'd like more information on it, you can look at MaryJaneMack.com or call our office at 888-777-4232.
Welcome back. You're listening to Unlock the Healing Path, Moving Forward Through Grief with Grace, with me, your host, Natasha Odnedo, and my guest today, Joshua Berry. So first, before I see what Joshua Berry's last closing message is for today, I just wanted to summarize a little something and give mine. Being human is messy. Like, it's really messy. There's no rule book that's going to teach you how to walk in and handle every situation that comes your way. And I remember when I was younger, I always had this sense that I was crazy walking into this world and that everyone else had gotten this imaginary rule book that taught you about how to be a person, and that I didn't get it. Because when I looked around, I didn't see space for me. I only saw space for everyone else, or what everyone else was bringing to the table. And I realize now that this is really, like, this is the invitation for us to really just show up as we are, to make space for who we are, because there is no rule book. There's no one size fits all way to handle every situation. It's about showing up as you are with everything in the moment, letting it be messy. Loving, of course, as much love as you can. But from that place, really just allowing yourself to figure it out and to create a world that just gives spaciousness to hold all that it carries. Because there's so much beauty. There's a lot of pain and suffering right now, but there is so much immense beauty that wants to enter our world. And we need to create the space for that to enter. And so a dear sister friend of mine shared today earlier in a chat, as I was sharing about what I was going through, and she said to me that she views everything as chaos in the sense that everything is pure potential. And so while the world might be in a rush around you, or it might feel like the world around you is a rush, because nature, when you reconnect with nature, nature is in no rush. And the people around you might be in a rush, but that we can stop and give ourselves permission to not be in a fucking rush. We can slow down. We can notice the intensity that's coming up, that's present within us. And we can make sure that we don't respond from that place of impulsiveness or reactiveness, so that
maybe we don't have to make messes that feel so horrible. We're still going to make messes. It's part of being human, but we get to decide how messy that mess is. We get to learn how to show up, and we can honor that we're human and that no matter how hard we try, that there is always going to be that messiness that happens. And as a teacher of mine also shared with me today, she said, we're healers or we're teachers. And this is not just me. This is not just Josh. This is all of us. All of us in the world, we have a medicine to offer. We are all healers and we are all teachers in our own unique ways. But none of us is above anyone. We are all human. And so while we might have skills and talents that we share, and please do share them, don't let this humanness hold you back from that. But also acknowledge that mistakes are going to happen. And that sometimes a part of that process is taking the radical responsibility to own up to when you've screwed up and made that mistake, learning and doing better the next time. And sometimes that work is just the repair, and that's okay. And so for you, Barry.
You want me to follow up with that? Well, I'll just add, I'll add to that. Yeah, I agree with everything you said. And I would, say the more we really start to tune in to who we are, however that happens. And I know these days there's so many traditions and lineages and practices and people on YouTube and podcasts and all these ways, it's like whatever works for you, do that. Get into who you are. The more we get into who we are and we listen and we hear and we stay receptive, the deeper we go into ourselves, the more we can see what's going on outside of ourselves. And the more we know what we resonate with, what we don't with, what we don't resonate with, what's for us, what isn't for us. Because like you said, I feel like we're all here. We're all unique in our medicine. We're all unique in our experiences, our stories, our traumas, our dreams, our hopes, whatever it is. We're all unique. We have to be who we truly are. And the more we are who we truly are on a deep level, a spirit level, the more we can bring those out, the more we can share those, because we all have something. And it's not going to look like someone else. It's not going to look like, maybe it'll have a shade of some of your teachers and mentors or whatever, but it doesn't matter. It's you. The more we're unafraid to share all of the parts of ourselves, that's what lights the flame. And that's what lights the way forward, because our experiences are our medicine. Whether, someone wants to call them positive or negative, they all form who we are. They're all part of the meal that's been cooked. They're all a part of how we got to this place, ancestors, culture, family experiences, all of these things make up who we are. We can't reject them. When we reject them, we create separation. When we embrace and we show up, and we welcome all those parts of ourselves in, and we share it, people recognize that. And it lights the way, and it gives people permission to do the same for themselves. So it's like we're all lighting our own flames to find the way forward. And it's not going to look like it looked before. And that's where I think a lot of people can get lost. It's not going to look like it did. It's going to be different.
100%. And as you shared that, it reminded me, I had a friend once that talked about how acting, they felt acting was the most honest profession. And so before I close out, I'll share one last sentiment, which is I just really in this moment understood what that means is that, the way you expressed it is when we give ourselves permission to stop showing up in life in a role that we think we're supposed to show up in, give others permission to also step away from whatever role they've, maybe even been forced to take on.
Yeah.
and we allow spaciousness for who we are to show up. And so for today, as an action step, I want you to journal upon, where are you? Where can you allow more space for your humanness? Where can you allow yourself to slow down and feel the intensity of the emotion that comes up in your life? Where do you feel that in your body? How can you allow this energy to speak to you and guide you into a more loving way of being with yourself and others? Because who do you get to be when you release your grief? Once again, if you'd like to contact me, it's natashaodnedo.com. You can find my guest, Joshua Berry, as well. I want to thank you all for tuning in to Unlock the Healing Path, Moving Forward Through Grief with Grace. That was vulnerable and it was scary, but I feel like this might have been the most powerful thing I've done yet in my life, because it feels like in this moment, I'm making that space for a new world, a new way. So thank you for being here and joining me. I hope this has inspired you to show up as you are, wherever you are in your world. Please join me every second and fourth Monday at 12 p.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern. And I will catch you next time on Unlock the Healing Path, Moving Forward Through Grief with Grace. I hope you have a fantastic week. Thank you for listening to Unlock the Healing Path. The time to heal your trauma is now. Don't wait. Do it for yourself. Do it for the people you love. The world needs your light right now. And it's my passion and purpose to support everyone I can in healing their pain and trauma, to support you in continuing to grow, expand, and truly live the life that you are meant to live. One that is filled with joy, radiance, and abundance. I would love to have that increase in every day of your life through activation calls, through one-on-one coaching, and by reaching as many people as I can to share what I've learned.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.